Under the current ordinance, everyone arriving in Sitka, including most essential workers, except healthcare workers, must self-quarantine for 14 days. The proposed change would have allowed an exemption for workers from public works projects, community-based government operation, and private construction. These employees could go straight to work when arriving to Sitka, provided they still seek written approval from the city first. The policy was intended to allow certain critical state and federal projects to continue, said City Administrator John Leach.
It was after we exhausted all the other opportunities, looking for local contractors that could do the work, looking for local electricians, looking for local plumbers. For the city projects, the way I evaluate this is not to just keep the city projects going. It's to keep city projects going that are essential for the public good. So if we're working on substations, if we're working on the harbors, if we're working on the roads, it's generally meant to assist with the public good.
Leach said that the State Department of Transportation is within its summer construction season, and construction projects could be delayed or potentially not completed at all under the city's quarantine order, which is more stringent than the state's.
But some of their contractors like K&E and CECON had to have workers come in from outside of Sitka to either repair equipment or continue on those road projects. One of the risks was Sawmill Creek could potentially not get done this year if they were not able to come in.
City projects at risk include work at Crescent Harbor and work on the Marine Street substation. Over a dozen residents gave public comment on the ordinance amendment. Some were in support of keeping the quarantine rule in place for all travelers and not rolling any of the order back. Others said that the quarantine rule was an overreach as a whole, and the Assembly shouldn't rescind parts of it piecemeal to prioritize city and state projects. Luke Johnson wrote, quote, "I'd encourage you not to play favorites and either abide by the one-size-fits-all ordinance or consider rescinding slash rewriting the ordinance in its entirety." Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeiss agreed, saying it wasn't fair to businesses that would still be required to quarantine incoming workers.
I don't like legislating special privileges for what we deem prudent and necessary at the time. So I can't support this ordinance because it does give special privileges just to us, but would be interested in perhaps, if that's the way the Assembly wants to go, a full-scale downgrade of it entirely.
Member Richard Ween said the local quarantine ordinance wasn't sufficient to keep the coronavirus out of Sitka.
How many holes in a seine net does it take to make your seine net not functional? And what I'm seeing is an enormous array of contradictory rules, et cetera, that are now piling up, which makes all of this non-functional.
Ween said they needed to rescind the entire quarantine ordinance at their next meeting and align Sitka's rules with the state's. Both Ween and Eisenbeiss voted against rescinding the quarantine ordinance when the Assembly met on April 23rd. Their interest in discussing a full reversal signaled that there could now be 5 votes to roll back the 14-day quarantine requirement entirely. Mayor Gary Paxton, who supported rescinding the quarantine the first time around, still wanted the amendment to pass so that work on public projects could move forward quickly.
But these are projects that affect our entire town and the well-being of our town. Whether you're talking about wastewater plant, marine substation, which is the most critical electrical structure in town, notwithstanding the dams and the 2 power plants.
The vote to amend the quarantine ordinance failed 3-3, with members Kevin Mosher, Tor Christensen, and Gary Paxton voting in favor of the amendment. Member Valerie Nelson, who abstained from voting due to a, quote, substantial financial interest, said she would sponsor a motion to rescind the entire order at its next meeting. If the local quarantine order is fully rescinded when the Assembly meets on May 12th, that doesn't mean it's a free-for-all for travelers coming into Sitka. The state travel mandate is still in effect, but there are many exceptions for workers deemed critical to infrastructure who can avoid a 14-day quarantine. As for the local shelter-in-place order, it expires on May 12th unless an Assembly member brings an extension to the table for consideration and it passes. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.